interesting commentary on the relation between church and state. Those who were the rulers, they were also the priests. Priests wanted to know on by whose authority John the Baptist was doing all of these things that he was doing. Huge crowds of people wouldn't come to listen to the Pharisees, but they would come and listen to John the Baptist. So the priests, as it were, that were sent down, wanted to know by whose authority are we doing these things. You didn't get it from us. He said, are you the Messiah? John said, no. Are you Elijah? No, no way. The judge, the prophet that Moses predicted? No. Then by whose authority you do these things? And he answered them, I come as one, as were, who's to prepare the way for the Lord. And that implies that we recognize that the Lord is above all of these various other persons who hold this or that responsibility in this world. He can appoint whom he wishes directly. And it was John who was chosen to be the last of the prophets, because he would be the one not only to prophesy that the Messiah was here, but would point him out. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. And we can add, as we do, blessed is he who is invited to the supper of the Lamb. Indeed, blessed are we who have been introduced to the Moses called the prophet, who is not only the servant of God, but the son of God, as St. Paul says in the letter to the Hebrews. These things we want to keep in mind, especially because today is the first Saturday once again of the month. Time is to make reparation not only to Our Lady, but reparation to Our Lord for the indifference that is paid to her at this time. It is he who chose her, and he could not choose a more wonderful one. It is he who loves her in a way which we can never equal. And it is he who insists that we must learn to obey her, to honor her, if we expect, as it were, to be honored in the right way. It is she who, in her humility, in her lowliness, has given an example of that perfect love that we should have for the one who laid down his life that we might live forever. This is a good reminder as the liturgy for the 1st of January, for the new year. It is our Lord who gives us a stupendous example of that love, that Our Lady has for him, the love that he desires that we give him to, in appreciation for that wonderful gift that he has. We have given him our nature, we might say, but what has he given us? A share in the life of the three divine persons that transcends so much what we have given him, that he does not wish, as it were, anything, that we should respond to his love in the way in which Our Lady does. It's she who knows him so well and has loved him and served him so perfectly. And if we do the same, we shall bring many others besides ourselves to heaven. Praise be Jesus and Mary.